It's time for Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer.
Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
Reverend Kennedy, would you please open the prayer line with prayer, please?
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, this evening, with a bowed down head and an humble heart. We say thank you, oh God, for your mighty works, for you have been so good to us. And we say thank you for your will and for your way. Oh God, you have brought us up until this hour tonight. And we thank you, oh Heavenly Father, for allowing a few of your handmaid servants to come out to edify you. I ask you, Heavenly Father, to just endow your Holy Spirit and your presence upon us, oh God, for we need you and we can't get along without you. We ask you, Heavenly Father, that as we go throughout this podcast, that we realize that it's all about you and none of us. We ask you to endow your Spirit upon us so that when we contribute to this podcast, we will know that it's none of us but all of you. We ask you, Lord God, to grant Pastor Smith a word from on high. Crown her with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Allow her word to go forth and not fall on deaf ears, but on solid ground, so that someone can take her word and multiply it by 50-fold, 100-fold, oh God, and go and tell somebody else who may not know Jesus or the work of the cross what they must do to be saved. Now we pray, O Heavenly Father, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart are acceptable in thy sight, for Lord, you're my strength and my redeemer. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. No other name I know but the mighty, miraculous, majestic name of Jesus. It is the Christ I do pray, and for his sake. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday, we also have a way for you to listen live at 2:15 p.m. on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please call the Wednesday night number as a backup. Full Gospel House of Prayer Second Extension meets every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. at Bethany Church. The address is 3291 Giannini Road, Atwater, California, 95301. The next dates for service are May 12th, which will be Mother's Day, as well as May 26th and June 9th. We will also be having a special Mother's Day meal that will be provided by our brother Jerome Ray of Modesto, California. It's now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phones when you're not speaking. Thank you, and God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight? If there's no testimony, we're going to go right into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for this Word tonight. I thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost to breathe on this Word. Father, we thank you for your anointing, because the devil is raging. But Father, we thank you for the power of the working Word of God, the Spirit of God that stops the assaults of Satan. And God, we're going to praise you for it. We're going to thank you for it, that your anointing, God, will come forth, and that the attacks must come subject to the blood, the cross of Jesus, and his word by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Mark, the 5th chapter, verses 2 through 20, and Revelation 12 and 12. It's Mark 5, 2 through 20, Revelation 12 and 12. You get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is to encourage the believers tonight. That demonic spirit is raging and he's frustrating the plans of God. He's trying to. And there's been so many assaults on the synagogues and on the people of God. And there's just a battle going on. And this is the night we're interceding, because that demonic spirit operates continuously all the time. But we know what the word of God, that he say have angel charge over us to keep us in all our ways. So this operation of Satan, this enemy, is in operation. And he's consistently, he's daily raging and destroying lives. And so we come in tonight because the saints are in a battle. And the battle is against the demons. But the Spirit of God has already armed us up, saints of God. And so this is what we're going to really intercede tonight. I'm encouraged. It's time to pray against that raging spirit. It's time to come against this spirit with the word that's blowing up and causing violence against the people of God. And he's moving in territories and he's moving in areas. And some people don't believe that Satan moves like that. But we're going to see by the word of God, he sets up in territories and he sets up in different areas to operate against the people of God. He sets up assignment in different areas, in different regions, in different territories. And we're going to see it by the word of God that that spirit who is setting up plans against us in certain areas and he's doing certain things, he has assignments against you and I, but it will not work because of the cross. It will not work because of what Jesus did. It will not work, but he comes to harass and torment us, but we're going to see by the word of God. Mark 5, 2 through 20, please.
And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." For he said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, "Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them." And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed by the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel.
Saints, this is a deliverance tonight. This man was confronted with evil spirits. Evil spirits was tormenting him. And this man had no peace. He was in a battle, saints of God. He was in a place of rage. He was in a place where he was irritated by Satan. And so many people are irritated in a rage. But what we do know by the word of God, Satan cannot enter into a believer's body, saints of God, because of Jesus and his deliverance in your life. When you receive Jesus as Lord of your life, Satan cannot enter in and set up housekeeping in your body. It is one that's going through that's not filled. And this man was not filled. And so Jesus was sent to that one particular area, saints of God, to do one thing, to do a deliverance, to cast that spirit out of that man, that spirit that was tormenting that man. And Satan is set up in areas in this hour. Some people don't believe it, but this is the word of God. They're set up in areas, and he's set up in territories. And he's set up geographically in neighborhoods and in different cities, on different turf, on different grounds, in different states, tormenting people with different type of assaults. We see it continuously, but there are some people that they don't believe that this really is going on. But this is the word of God. This spirit was tormenting that man in this particular area. And when he seen Jesus coming, he besought Jesus and called him the Son of God to deliver him. He cried out. And the Spirit of God spoke to those spirits and said, come out of the man. And he asked him what his name was. He said Legion, because many spirits was occupying that man's body. But that spirit had to yield to the what? To the voice of God. That spirit had to obey God. And this is what God wants you to be encouraged today, men and women of God. You are there in that particular area that you live in, that territory you live in, for somebody to get deliverance. And God wants you to know tonight by the word of God, those demons did not want to leave that area. Those demons that we, as she was reading, was pleading, don't let us out of this area. Let us go into the hogs. Let us go into the swine. They begged Jesus that they didn't want to leave that area. But that spirit could not no longer torment that man. Jesus gave that spirit permission. Jesus gave that spirit order to go into the swine, to go into the sea. But it was still in the same area. But it could not attach himself to that man any longer. That man was no longer connected to that spirit. That assignment was stopped by Jesus. That spirit had to go to the sea, but it was still in that area. But it was not there to attack that man anymore. The man came forth in peace. And when the people around seen the man that once was possessed with demons and devils, and seeing that the man was loose, I'm talking to somebody tonight. You have an assignment, saints of God. Somebody has an assignment in some area. because somebody's being tormented. Some loved one is being tormented. Someone that don't have the fullness of God in their lives. And you are assigned to that territory. You are assigned in that area for the Spirit of God to use you in this hour to catch that spirit. And so when they looked upon the man, and the man was what? Delivered from that spirit. And the people, instead of rejoicing with the man, they begged Jesus to leave. They begged Jesus to leave that place. And the man knew what Jesus had done for him. He said, "Can I go with you?" And Jesus tells the man, "No." And he spoke a word over the man. He said, "Go and tell somebody." He spoke a word of evangelistic spirit to fall upon that man. And that man went and began to evangelize about the things of God. And so what am I saying tonight? There's areas that Satan has set up. ISIS is not all over every place. ISIS is set up in certain territory, in certain lands, in certain areas. To what? To annihilate, to destroy, to terrorize. That's a spirit, saints of God. And some people don't believe, but that's a territory. That's an area. This spirit was set up to torment that one man. But the Spirit of God sent Jesus to that place for that one man, to deliver him from the tormenting, to deliver him from the torture, to deliver him from being attacked daily, to deliver him from that violence that he was going through. And this is a prayer I'm going to pray by faith, that you, in certain areas, and you know what's going on in your area, you see it by the Holy Ghost, you see it by the Spirit, and the Spirit of God is upon your life to cast out spirits tonight, because that spirit is a violent spirit. It operates daily. It's going in synagogues. It's killing. It's destroying lives. It's maiming lives. But tonight we're coming in the name of Jesus against that attack, against those frequent attacks, against, they're coming against our neighborhoods, that's coming against the cities we're living in, the areas we're living in, because this spirit sets up territories and area, and someone don't believe it, but this is the word of God. Instead of the people rejoicing that Jesus had came forth to deliver, so if that spirit was cast into the sea, if that spirit was no longer able to torment the man was free to what? To evangelize. God is encouraging us tonight. If Jesus come into the midst, and if one person get delivered, that person can be used by God for those that are being tormented, for those that have been tormented continuously, for those been attacked continuously, for those assignments that's coming against them, how they're being irritated continuously. Jesus came for one person, saints of God. He came for one person to evangelize. And that man begged to go with Jesus, because they that was around didn't want no parts of it. They told Jesus to leave. They begged him to leave. And when the man seen they begged Jesus to leave, he wanted to do what? Follow Jesus. He said, "But no, I want you to go and tell it of the mercy and the goodness of God over your life so someone will want who? Jesus." This is a night that God wants you and I to know we're in a battle, but we have God on our side because of Jesus and the cross. And when you see the enemy trying to annihilate your neighbors, trying to annihilate your friends, trying to annihilate your loved ones, when they are not in a place of salvation, that's when you are to pray And that's when you are to cast out spirits, thanks to God, because Satan is in operation continuously. It's a routine. He's regular. He is an instrument that works consistent against our loved ones, our friends, our neighbors. But he can't get into the saints that's delivered. It's impossible. Satan cannot get in and take over your body. He have given you authority over the devil. He cannot usurp not one saint that's filled with his spirit. The word of God say, he said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who have been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. We are redeemed when we receive Jesus as Lord, thanks to God. But this demon is moving around the world, destroying. But tonight, we're going to come in prayer, and we're going to pray against that power of darkness that must yield to Christ tonight, because he's setting up assignment, and somebody don't believe it, and somebody don't want to see the works of God. They didn't want to see the works of God in that area, and there's areas that care less about the works of God, but God got some man, some woman that he has anointed. And if the Spirit of God have came into that city and have set them free to do a work of God. And tonight we're going to pray and we're going to believe God, because the word of God is so exact. It is so absolute, thanks to God. Revelation 12 and 12.
Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time.
This word is saying he's right here in the earth, causing wrath, rage, attacked it, because he know he has but a little time left, thanks of God. He is already doomed. And so what he's doing now, he's trying to destroy. He's trying to do everything he can possibly do to cause havoc. And what he does on the outside of saints, he can't get it inside of the saints of God. But he harasses us on the outside. He torments us on the outside. He frustrates us on the outside. But he can't get on the inside, because Jesus lives on the inside. But he comes, what, roaming to what? To torment us. But those that are not on the ark of safety, he goes in to annihilate them. He went into that place and caused rage over that man's life. That man was shackled. That man was in consistent torment. That man was terrorized consistently until Jesus spoke a word to the unclean spirit, because he cried out to the Lord. Tonight we're crying out to God by faith in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God would move against these powers of darkness that's in operation, that's consistently, that's moving. There's so many saints going through. It's not time for a pity party. It's not time to play. It's time to fight against the devil with the word of God. It's time to have the whole armor of God upon us, saints of God. We're in a battle tonight, and the Spirit of God is doing great works. The devil is doomed. That's what that word says in Revelation 12:12. He's doing everything he possibly can to frustrate the plans of God, to attack, to violate, to cause violence. He's consistent at work. But because of Jesus, he went to that place, that area where Satan was tormenting this man. It was an era where Satan was doing what he wanted to do. And that's geographically everywhere. It's some area, it's some place that he's hovering over, that a spirit of darkness over. He's harassing people. He's tormenting people. He's violently coming against people. He's prematurely taking them out. He's causing sickness and disease. But tonight we see it by the word of God. God have someone in your midst that he has anointed to cast out a spirit, thanks to God. And God going to keep you. He shall constantly keep you equipped, because you have yielded to God. It's something about yielding to God. When you yield to God, you abandon everything that will hinder your relationship with God. Jesus was yielded. He had abandoned every single thing. Everything. Nothing was there to hinder Jesus and his Father relation. He was so yielded, God could use him mightily for deliverance. There are the young men and young women, old men and old women, that are so yielded to God in this hour, who is abandoned. What abandoned mean? It means that there's something just is not sin, but God is saying is that will hinder your relationship with me. You can hold on to it, but our relationship won't be the same. And when he's not a dictator, when you say, yes, Lord, I let this go because I want all of you. That means abandonment, thanks to God. I'm not talking about sin. It's something that is hindering your encounter with God. It has nothing to do about sin. It's about yielding. It's about abandon. Jesus abandoned everything. When Paul abandoned everything, he let go of something that by the law it appeared to be right. He abandoned himself to Jesus and the cross. And God used Paul to move in the spirit of deliverance, thanks to God. There are people that are being tormented because somebody don't want to yield. Someone don't want to abandon their all to God. And someone is losing out on deliverance. Jesus used men and women in the earth to be hands for him, to be a mouthpiece for him, to cast out spirits in his name. But when you yield it and you have abandoned, you see the power of God working. You see Jesus be lifted up. And this is the night that we're going to pray for those that are being tormented geographically in certain areas, certain neighborhoods, certain cities, certain states, certain county, certain places. They've been attacked. And tonight we're coming in battle with the word of God against these spirits that's coming against people that are without. And I know the Spirit of God move. He said, I hear the prayers of the righteous. He said, the righteous pray, man, and their prayer availeth much. God hear pure prayers, saints of God. So it's time for us to pray. It's time for us to come against that spirit, as Jesus did, that's attacking in certain areas, in certain places. Look, we use, for example, Chicago. I heard a lady say, it's time, talking about that actor, it's time for the violence to stop in Chicago. That's a spirit in neighborhoods, taking people out. That's a spirit that annihilating. That's why we as saints of God, we're on a battlefield, saints of God. It's not time to pick at one another. To choose, it's time to do what? Choose to yield to God. For someone to have peace in their lives. For someone to get healed from disease. From someone to get healed from being tormented. From someone to get healed from the attacks of Satan. It's time for us as warriors tonight to go in battle against an enemy that operates continuously, geographically, in region, in areas, in territory, he was in this particular era that God sent his son to deliver one man. One man. He told that spirit to come out of one man. And that one man was delivered so he can evangelize territories. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus, this is a word of deliverance, Father Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that you want us to know that that spirit has been sent down from heaven. He's raging in the earth. And we cherry pick. Father, but this is not a time to cherry pick. It's a time to abandon and yield to God. Just like this one man did. Spirit of God delivered him, and he became an evangelist. He began to tell about the goodness of God. Father, we come tonight agreeing. There are so many families are being attacked. There are so many areas in people's lives, their bodies are being attacked. They are in a place where the enemy is raging, irritating their lives, causing all kinds of blow up in their lives. But tonight we come by the authority of Jesus that we know concerning Galatians 3:13, how Jesus went to the cross to stop the curse. The saints of God that are filled with his spirit, Satan cannot have a resident inside of them. God has given them the anointing to come against the devil in his name. So, Father, we thank you tonight for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Demons cannot usurp the authority and the rights of the children of God who are in deliverance. In Jesus' name, but we come tonight, Father, praying the prayer of faith over homes that's being tormented, over lives that's been tormented, how the devil is raging over certain areas, oh God, that's being tormented. We come by the authority of Jesus that the Spirit of God will move tonight in neighborhoods, move in cities and move in all zones, that the spirit of the devil is causing havoc tonight, that the Spirit of God will come against that spirit by his word tonight through the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You say that's the purpose of Jesus coming to the earth, to come against the devil, to drive demons out. You say how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil. We come in the name of Jesus because you gave your disciple charge over the devil by the authority of your name tonight. And Father, I thank you for the name of Jesus that demons cannot come against the Holy Ghost. Every assault that Satan set up against those that's without tonight, we lift the blood of Jesus now to protect and shield them in Jesus' name. That the blood of Jesus come against the violent attack they are suffering in Jesus' name. That the blood of Jesus come against premature death in Jesus' name. That the blood of Jesus come against the violent in the name of Jesus. That the blood of Jesus will come against everything that's blowing up in their lives that's not of God in Jesus' name. That the blood of Jesus come against everything, every circumstance that Satan is assaulting them in the name of Jesus. That the Spirit of God will come against the turmoil that's on the inside in Jesus' name. That every condition and every circumstance that's working against them, that the Spirit of God will bring peace in the areas that they can only get peace from God tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray for Pastor Rick in Atlanta, Father Jesus, that spirit is attacking his son in Nevada, that the Spirit of God come against that attack in Jesus' name. That area, hallelujah, he is going from place to place where that devil followed this young man. But in the name of Jesus, Satan, in the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. We cast out that tormenting spirit that's tormenting this man in Jesus' name. This young man's full of life. He has no peace, but we send the peacemaker, the Spirit of God, to go to Nevada tonight and that this young man be loosed from this spirit that has tormented him in Jesus' name. That the spirit of peace be upon Pastor Rick tonight. That he know, that he know, that he know that his son has the breakthrough tonight because of Jesus and his visitation. And that spirit cannot no longer torment this young man. That the spirit of God move over Penny's daughter. That that spirit is tormenting her, where it's causing her retention and her concentration, hallelujah, to be limited. The spirit of God move over her mind tonight. Take the limitation off in the name of Jesus. Allow her mind to be a sponge to retain and to concentrate, to, hallelujah, to progress, to excel, to get her scholarship in Jesus' name. We send the word of God, that's tormenting spirit that want her in low self-esteem, that want her to think she's going to fail. Satan, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We cancel all the attacks that you have sent out against this young lady in Jesus' name. The young man that's in the Ukraine, oh, the young man that's in London, the spirit of God, come now. Go to him now, Jesus. Stop the torment in his feet in Jesus' name. That the spirit of God cause his feet, hallelujah, to be healed tonight in Jesus' name. That he no longer has stumbling feet in the name of Jesus. That the spirit of God come against that spirit that torment Brother Jeffrey in the name of Jesus. That that tormented spirit loose Brother Jeffrey in his spirit, his mind, his emotion in the name of Jesus. I send the word that the spirit of God will give him peace tonight in Jesus' name. That the spirit of God go into places, oh God, where people are struggling in poverty. Poverty is a curse from Satan in Jesus' name. I thank you for the spirit of poverty be loose from your people, God, that's going through a struggle. Oh, Father, one paycheck will cause them to be in damaged mood. But in the name of Jesus, that damaged mold must go forth now in the name of Jesus. That the spirit of increase be upon them. That the spirit of poverty go back to the pits in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Jesus, for the spirit of recovery is over their finance by faith in Jesus' name. Every assignment, everything geographically that Satan is setting up against neighborhood, that the spirit of God will stop premature death with young people, that that violent spirit be stopped in Jesus' name, that the spirit of death come scepter to the blood of Jesus, because you have power over death through your word in Jesus' name. Death must obey the Lord Jesus tonight. Death, you must obey the Lord Jesus tonight, because he conquered death in Jesus' name. That spirit and that assignment that's called by Satan to go and to prematurely kill in Jesus' name, I give you notice, Satan, that the spirit of death is canceled, because the word of God said Jesus conquered you with his blood. And Father, I thank you tonight that all the frustration that the saints of God, the turmoil on the outside, you can't get on the inside, those harsh things they're going through, I send the word of God. Peace be still in Jesus' name, that the peace of God will move over their circumstances tonight in Jesus' name. That the spirit of God will move and allow the spirit by the Holy Ghost to war against every condition that's worn against them tonight. And God, I praise you for it. God, I thank you for it. Oh, bless, bless, bless Jesus. Oh, pour out your blessings tonight, Father. Let the horn of plenty begin to move over this prayer line tonight in Jesus' name. Supply needs in Jesus' name. Open doors they need to walk through suddenly by the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, contend with those things that contend with them tonight in Jesus' name. Save their children from the violent spirits tonight. Draw them into salvation tonight, Father Jesus. Those that's outside the ark of safety tonight. We lose safety through the blood of Jesus tonight to surround your people tonight. In the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you tonight that the Spirit of God and the delivering power of the Holy Ghost is upon your men and women to operate by the Holy Ghost tonight. If it ain't but one person get deliverance, they're going to praise God. Use them to the uttermost, Father Jesus. Use them unlimited tonight in Jesus' name. Give them eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Ghost is telling them to do tonight. Oh, arm them up, Holy Spirit. Allow your spirit to move over them in power tonight. And God, I'm going to thank you for it. Father, I just praise you for it, that your minister are flaming fire, that the fire of God take them over tonight. And we thank you tonight for sin, poverty, and sickness. Come scepter to the blood, the word, and the spirit, and the cross tonight. And we give you praise for it, Holy Spirit. We give you thanksgiving for it, Holy Spirit. By faith, it's done in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And we call it done by faith, and we agree with the word of God tonight. That territories, areas, zones, and cities come scepter to the word of God tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Be blessed, saints of God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.